I am so thrilled to be joined now by Webb Simpson, who I have admired as a player for a while. But, boy, this was fantastic theater this weekend. Webb, congratulations, young man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, that was as fun a U.S. Open to watch as I've ever seen. I know at times it wasn't fun to play in. Take us down the last couple of holes, and particularly 18, where you hit that pitch shot from what I thought was a very difficult place to get it up and down from.
Yeah, I was happy to get in the fairway on 17. That hole was, they set it up perfectly all week, but I kind of had a game plan. I wanted to flight something low, and in case I pushed it or pulled it, it would stay short in the bunker, and I could get it up and down and hit in the bunker, and I just, you know, that's a bunker shot that I didn't want to hit sand and hit it over the green. I kind of made an average par there, but then 18, I get up to the green, and my ball is sitting in what looks like an old sprinkler head. It's about the size of a sprinkler head, and the grass is kind of dead. And I asked the rules official if I could get a drop if there happened to be an old sprinkler head, and he said it's not marked, so I couldn't get a drop. And I asked my caddy, Paul, I said, how do I hit the shot? Because I respect my caddy's short game a great deal. And he just kind of walked me through how to do it. And basically the 1-3 chip shot came out, and it went down to 3 feet, and I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Yeah, but not an easy 3-footer. That thing looked like it was going to move away from your heart if you didn't give it some pace.
Yeah, I mean, I did as well as I could keeping my hand still on the putter. I mean, it was the most pressure-packed putt I've ever had. But, yeah, it was just a left-edge putt, and, you know, went right in the middle.
You know, you talk about pressure, and obviously this was an incredibly pressure-filled day, but going through what you went through last year with the playoffs and having a chance to win the FedEx Cup, that's pressure that's over like a month-long period, and it's sort of constant. How different was that from what you felt on Sunday?
It was a lot different just because, you know, this week at the Open, I was never quite in contention until, I mean, technically I guess you could say I was going to the final round, but I was still four back. And two U.S. Open champions were in the final group. So I didn't really feel the heat like I was really in it until I birdied 8 to par 3 and got it back to 1-under for the round. And I could tell by the crowd around that time, and then I birdied 10, that I was really close to the lead. I didn't look at any leaderboards, so I was kind of trying to figure it out, feeding off the crowd's energy. But it was more pressure than I've ever felt in a tournament, that's for sure, just because it's our national Open championship. And it's such a big event in terms of just the magnitude of the people and the volunteers and cameras, and you feel all that. So I was thankful that that I could come out on top of such a great event.
Well, and you did it so well. How surreal was it afterward watching, knowing that, okay, you can relax because if this thing is going to a playoff, that's not till tomorrow.
I think I told my wife, I said, you know, there's a playoff 18 holes tomorrow, and she thought it was sudden death. And she did not want to go out anymore at the golf course. And I said, sweetie, whatever, you don't want to go out and play anymore, I'm 100 times that. I don't want to play another hole here. It's too hard of a course. And so I was dreading the fact of having to play two more holes. So, yeah, I did not want to go to the playoff.
You guys were watching in the locker room, and one, cool that they let your wife in the locker room. But two, it was on a 7-second delay. So we got to see you kind of know before you saw Graham's putt stop, which was you knew it before you actually saw what had happened somehow. How did that play out?
It was weird. I mean, we were, you know, we're in the locker room to the left, directly left of 18 green, and the crowds were so big that we could hear him, you know, 6 or 7 second delay. And I knew before he putt, I kind of knew before he putted that he missed, but I didn't want to get too excited in case it was maybe Jim. I just didn't know what was going on. And so I kind of saved everything until I saw the putt go by.
That is awesome. How has your day been today?
It's been good. You know, we took the red eye last night, got home this morning early, and I got my son sleeping and my wife sleeping right now. And I'm just hanging out. A little tired, but happy to be home for a day.
Are you ready for all of this that's coming with the national championship? Not to mention the fact you're third in Ryder Cup points now. You're the second highest ranked American in the world. People, if you thought the attention was a lot last year after winning Wyndham and then in the playoffs, are you ready for what's coming now?
I'm as ready as I can be. I got a great manager who's going to help me go through it all. And, you know, I'm a guy who likes to learn, so I'm going to reach out to some guys and just see how they've done it. I've already texted with Bubba Watson a little bit and gotten a little piece of advice from him. But most importantly, I think it's just to try to stay as grounded as possible and keep up the schedule as consistently as I was planning on doing.
Well, I don't know if you've heard from Jerry Haas, your coach at Wake Forest, but he's going to be on the show later on today. And there's an entire a group of people out there that could not be happier for you, Webb.
I appreciate that, man. Jerry's a great guy. I've been texting with him a little bit, so I'm sure I'll have some good stories for you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'll let you go, although I could keep you all day. We appreciate you coming on without any sleep at all. Take care of yourself. We will see you soon.
All right. Thanks so much, bud.
Thank you. Congratulations.
All right.